Communism. Communism is a political and economic system in which the major productive resources in a society, such as mines, factories, and farms, are owned by the public or the state. Wealth is divided among citizens equally, not according to their abilities, but by their needs. By far, the most famous form of communism is Marxist communism. Marxist communism became very influential in the 20th century, inspiring the communist revolutions of the Soviet Union, China, Vietnam, Korea, Nicaragua, and Cuba, amongst others. Karl Marx, 1818 to 1883, was a Prussian-born philosopher. He published numerous works during his lifetime, the most notable being the Communist Manifesto in 1848. He is best known not as a philosopher, but as a revolutionary whose works inspired the foundation of many communist regimes in the 20th century. This later proved itself to the world to be anything but an advocate of world peace. Marx claimed that society is in a state of perpetual conflict due to competition for limited resources. He held that social order is maintained by domination and power rather than consensus and conformity. Sociology refers commonly to this as the conflict theory. The Communist Manifesto states that the history of all hitherto existing society is the history of class struggles. Societies have always taken the form of an oppressed majority living under the thumb of an oppressive minority. In a capitalist society, capitalism, the economic system, is based on private ownership of the means of production and their operation for profit. The industrial working class struggles against the owners of the means of production. This struggle will end in a revolution that restructures society, resulting in common ruin of the contending classes. Marx believed the private ownership or minority class always emerges as the supreme class in society by constantly exploiting the working class for its labor power, creating profit for themselves and accumulating capital. However, in doing so, the private ownership class serves as its own gravediggers. The working class inevitably will become conscious of their own potential and rise to power through revolution, overthrowing the private ownership class. Marx stated, "The meaning of peace is the absence of opposition to socialism." He defends communism by separating all input of personal opinions of love and marriage, thus introducing the free love movement. Free love is a social movement that accepts all forms of love. This movement's goal was to separate the state from sexual matters such as marriage, birth control, and adultery. It claimed that such issues were the concern of the people involved and no one else. Communism outlined some short-term demands, among them a progressive income tax, abolition of inheritances and private property, free public education, nationalization of the means of transportation and communication, centralization of credit via a national bank, expansion of publicly owned property, the implementation of which would result in the precursor to a stateless and classless society. World Revolution for Peace is the Marxist concept of overthrowing capitalism in all countries through revolutionary action of the organized working class. In most Marxist schools, the essentially international character of the class struggle and the necessity of global scope are critical elements and a chief explanation of the failure of socialism in Russia. The end goal of such internationally orientated revolutionary socialism is to achieve world socialism and later stateless communism and eventually world peace. The Dalai Lama, Tibet's exiled religious leader, identified himself as a Marxist during a speech in India about the need for world peace. He was quoted in Newsweek as stating, "As far as socioeconomic theory, I am a Marxist." "We must have a human approach," he said, while delivering remarks for his A Human Approach to World Peace lecture for the Presidency University, Newsweek reported. He also went on to blame capitalism for the world's ills. In capitalist countries, there is an increasing gap between the rich and the poor. In Marxism, there is emphasis on equal distribution, and many Marxist leaders are now capitalists in their thinking. The Dalai Lama has identified a fatal problem that emerges in Marxism. Those whose job is to ensure an equal distribution of wealth enrich themselves, escalating the gap between classes. Moreover, since everyone ideally makes the same, regardless of position or effort, quality and production stagnate and collapse. Simply, why work 80 hours a week running a company when you receive as much as someone who decides not to work at all? Factories and businesses close and tensions escalate, often leading to unrest, revolt, or military oppression. Peace and freedom are never produced by Marxism or communism. For many years of my life, I witnessed the unrest firsthand living on the east coast of South Florida. Entire families from Cuba were, and still are, fleeing from their homeland. They risk everything for an opportunity to be free of the oppression of their government. Almost daily, boats were being captured near Florida shores, smuggling Cubans into the United States. I later met a few of these precious people and heard their stories of the great price they had to pay for something that we just accept as normal. Some families sold everything they owned and paid the boat captains for an attempt to get past the Border Patrol in Miami or Fort Lauderdale. If caught, they would immediately be sent back to Cuba, having lost everything. The great risk was worth a chance at freedom. There were some that could not afford to pay a smuggler, but still were determined to escape their government oppression. They would build small rafts to float them, their wives, and their children from Cuba to Miami. Sadly, many of those found floating at sea were overtaken by the elements of weather, heat from the sun, and starvation and dehydration. Others that paid the boat captains were not so fortunate either. Unscrupulous, money-hungry, evil boaters would take their money and dump them overboard before entering U.S. ports. However, regardless of the great risks of this dangerous trip, why do so many decide to leave the peaceful Marxist state of Cuba, a country that hasn't seen war in over a half of a century? Clearly, meaningful peace is more than just an absence of war or violence. Maybe peace includes dreams and visions of a happy life, freedom to chase even impossible dreams for themselves and those that they love. This appears more than only trying to accomplish financial security. They needed the freedom to express themselves, their ideas, and become productive with a legacy for their children. Cuba's communist government offered peace through strength at the cost of oppression and poverty, producing an extremely unhappy and sad state of mind. This was not the kind of peace that would offer fulfillment to its subjects and was obviously rejected and considered a failure. Could we even consider such a government rule that has brought people to the position of risking everything to leave it to be included as a candidate for world peace? Perhaps peace that doesn't produce peace within is truly not peace at all.